friend Ed is a little special. He loves large, heartless corporate retail stores, pinching his pennies, and drinking cranberry-flavored soda.
On today's show, video blogger Ed Hayes returns to talk about his love for so-called corporate efficiency and all things that destroy the American cultural landscape.
But deep inside, Ed is a sweet, lovable guy
who spends all his time making videos
about the things he cares about most,
which is mostly crappy buys from the store.
But they're really funny.
That's true. So join us as we talk about the news and topics that matter to you most. A new study reveals that nearly half of lesbian, gay, and bisexual people have seen a therapist in the last year.
Tranny Krishnas confound Indian clerics.
500 Chinese gather to dye their hair black for the world record.
Poop the World, the new iPhone app, charts your bowel movements.
Eric Dane's sex video that doesn't deliver the goods.
A Chicago gay bar manager allegedly demands his staff attend his birthday party or lose their jobs. How the hell do you spin that?
And we receive a stuffed panda bear toy from a listener in Puerto Rico with a fortune cookie. Tune in to find out our collective fortune.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Villian.
And this is Feast of Fun. The opinions expressed on Feast of Fun are not necessarily those of anybody. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation, buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you.
Just like your tax return, today's show's number is 1040.
Include Twitter hashtag FOF1040 in your update for it to magically appear on the site.
Hashtag? What the hell's a hashtag?
It's like the pound symbol.
Ed, you know? It's like the tic-tac-toe sign. I'll explain it to you in English.
It's right above the three when you press shift.
Well, yeah, it's a pound.
Well, but in Twitter they say hashtag. I don't know why.
When you're telling it to viewers, say hash.
Well, you know, I'll tell you why.
It's like, they're like, hashtag.
Well, nobody's going to write out
H-A-S-H-T-A-G.
Nobody's going to write that out.
H-A-S-H.
The reason why is because in the UK, they have this monetary unit. It's called a pound.
Yeah, I know
and
that.
And it has a symbol of its own. So if you say the pound symbol, it fucks up the British.
How many British listeners you got?
Well, we got quite a bit.
Too bad they can't Twitter.
I know.
Oh, hey, donate a dollar.
Actually, I think they can Twitter.
They do. Everybody can Twitter.
But they used to not be able to get Twitter updates and stuff like that on their thing. I don't know why.
If people in Iran can get Twitter, pretty much anywhere in the world they can get Twitter.
I remember them complaining they couldn't get it on their cell phone or something like that. Mark Wilson.
Oh, the text messages.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Okay,
yeah.
So today's show, once again, is hashtag or pound sign or tic-tac-toe mm-hmm. sign, mm-hmm. wherever, or just the, you know, crisscrossy mm-hmm. thing above the three. Yeah. And the letters FOF and the mm-hmm. numbers 1040.
Hey, can you Twitter people money yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure PayPal's working on it. Because people, America, we are England, China, Iran, South America, and Puerto Rico. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, we are depending on your financial contributions to upgrade our sides to a fresh new look. Go to our website right now, feastoffools.net/thank you to make a contribution.
Fausto, isn't that Feast of Fun?
It is, but we're trying to upgrade to
Feast
of Fun.
We're trying to upgrade that. We need some money to do that.
It costs the money, honey.
And
it ain't free.
Fabulous. I'm going to make the happy whistle sound for you.
That's not very happy at all.
It's kind of lame.
It's, yeah.
No, well, that's even go back sadder. You got to go.
Ooh, that's like a premature whistle-ejation.
Give me that whistle. I'll show you.
Show me the whistle.
Ready? This is what a happy whistle sounds like. We have Ed Hayes, sexy video blogger on today's show, who doesn't always subscribe to the sense and reason.
Goat Herder Ed.
Goat Herder Ed, best known for taking his shirt off and singing the praises of America's corporate culture. So why are you so in love with Walmart, Ed?
Oh, I love Walmart so much because their prices are so good. everything is always in stock, and their stores are brightly
lit.
That
is so, like, a terrible reason to be in love with anything.
Yeah.
Why? I have the vast majority of my experiences at Walmart compared to Jewel, Meijer, Target have all been much better at Walmart.
By the way, to explain to the people what we're talking about, these are, you're talking about other grocery stores,
yes,
and retail stores in Chicago.
Well, Meijer is you know, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, yeah, Michigan.
I've never even heard of Meijer.
Oh, you haven't? They're in the
suburbs.
Yeah,
it's spelled with a J. It's
Major.
M-E-I-J-E-R.
Yeah, the Major.
That's like the Dutch spelling or something like that.
So you like stores that have the appearance of low prices, because they're all businesses and they all have to bring
they're
a profit.
They're all making money off your back.
Can you wait till we are actually into that part of the show? It's like, you're driving me insane, Mark.
That's why I'm here.
Okay, so let's just read a couple comments here from some of the listeners. Last time you were on, Mr. Bad Example wrote, "Pretty people who are indifferent to the suffering of others. Oh, joy, Ed. I'm beginning to wonder if there are any hot guys out there who don't speak in interrogatives." I don't know what he means by interrogatives.
He means questions, I think, because you didn't really explain anything. You just asked, well, what about this? Or what about that? What about this?
Well,
what
if
about
someone
that?
Asked me, well, would you be a bagger at Walmart? Well, my question to you is, would you be a bagger at Target?
I would be.
I mean, there you go with your goddamn interrogative.
That is technically not an answer. Let me rephrase what you're trying to say here. If someone says, would you want to be a bagger at Walmart? He says, I don't think it makes any difference whether I'm a bagger at Walmart or at Target. Both would be difficult jobs that don't pay very well.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to say.
But when someone tells me, right? You know, when someone is trying to say, you shouldn't like Walmart for this reason, and their reason is, well, would you be a bagger at Walmart? No. That's my answer.
The argument sucks.
You're kind of insulting me, like saying
to you about how they destroy small businesses and how they ruin small towns.
It's not Walmart that destroys small businesses. It's the shoppers that shop at Walmart that will also take away their business from the small business.
Well, yeah, isn't that what they do? Isn't that what's going on?
But if these all the residents of a small town who love their small town feel and the small businesses in their small town, if they like those small businesses, then they shouldn't shop at Walmart. And if Walmart comes in,
dangles that money in front of those town leaders and says, you'll be rich if you let me build a Walmart here. And, you know, they take the
money. Well, the residents have the final say. They elect their officials. Mm-hmm. And if the officials agree to have Walmart in there and Walmart comes, then they should not purchase anything at Walmart, and Walmart would fail.
So you're saying small town America, quit fucking yourself over.
Yeah, quit being hypocrites. If you don't like Walmart, don't shop there. And if you don't like Walmart, you also shouldn't like these other retailers, these mm-hmm. big box retailers like Best Buy, like Meijer, like Target, like mm-hmm. Kmart. They all buy the same products from the same manufacturers. It's nothing that Walmart does individually. All these companies do the same thing.
So
these days.
I'm not better than you because I shop at Target?
No. And they charge higher prices. So if you
say, hold on, let me say, Target does give money back to a lot of GLBT or LGBT, depending on how you think about the world. Mm-hmm. But to queer charities and organizations, they give a lot of money back. Walmart funds the haters. They're like, you know, backboning the Republicans, even though that Hillary Clinton was on the board of directors of Walmart for a good 10 years of her life. Before she became the first lady. There you go, America.
Does Bloomingdale's donate to gay and lesbian charities?
I don't know anything about Bloomingdale's.
Or Macy's?
I have no idea.
But I think usually those two get compared to each other.
I'm talking interrogatives.
I know Macy's has a transgender policy, so they don't discriminate against transgenders or
isn't
gays
that interesting?
Or lesbians.
I wonder if Walmart would discriminate against a transgender individual.
I think they actually do.
They put them in the stock room. Abercrombie and Fitch discriminates against transgenders.
They just lost a lawsuit in the UK. There was a woman who was missing part of her arm, and she got a job, and they just made her pretty much work in the stock room.
I saw that. They hire
made
these.
Her, I gotta say something before you go okay. into there. They should have made her one of their models.
They should have.
I would be buying stuff at Abercrombie and Fitch, and they had a one-armed woman mm-hmm. at modeling.
Well, she,
her
I think
clothes.
She was like one and a half. Like she had part of her arm was amputee.
Amputees should be runway models.
Well, you know they've had the same. They've had the same marketing strategy for how many years? A decade. Yeah. If they're not doing well, then obviously it needs to change. So maybe they do need to hire some models that have no arms.
One of our friends, Neil, was telling us last night that his brother worked for some branch of, I'm not really sure which company, I don't know which one it was, but he was very handsome, and he was told to just stand there and to be pretty and to not talk.
Like, yeah, a lot of their employees,
or help anybody, just stand there and be pretty. I was just like, well, that's a job. God, that would get boring.
Where was this?
It was at a clothing chain, okay. But I'm not sure which one it was.
I thought it was like he worked at a bank.
No. Just stand there and look pretty.
I'm going for a free checking account at that bank.
Mr. Manager, I don't know where to put all the money that I just collected. Don't worry about it, baby. Just stand there and look pretty. Can you imagine if banks were run the way Abercrombie and Fitch stores were run?
I wouldn't go in because it would smell like cologne every time you walk in. Like,
I hate those stores.
I get dizzy when I walk into Abercrombie.
But you brought us a present.
I did. So
what is this?
We were talking about Meijer earlier. Mm-hmm. The other week, I was with a friend and we went to IKEA and we decided to stop by Meijer on the way back.
Major.
Meijer. My friend does call it Meijer.
Meijer.
So we were buying actually, this is funny. They have their Meijer brand Diet Colas and they have a Diet Coke version and a Diet Pepsi version of their generic brand.
Oh, really?
It's kind of funny.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you even taste the difference between a generic version of Coke and a generic version of Pepsi?
They taste different. But we... I can tell the difference.
That is insanity.
So we saw this,
the difference between the fake Coke and the real Coke?
I can tell you, yes.
Can you tell the difference between the fake Pepsi and the real Pepsi?
Okay, there's your video there. Okay, so
can you taste the difference between the fake Pepsi and the real Pepsi?
Pepsi, Coke. Diet, Coke. I can tell all the differences. I'm pretty good.
So this is going to be the video here. We're going to get you to...
Get shirtless,
and we're going to open up like five or six cans of all different kinds of sodas, and we're going to trick you. We're going to throw in like a Dr. Pepper in there.
Oh, I hate Dr. Pepper. I'll tell that out so easily.
But see, you know what it is? It's like when you fart in a dog's face. Mm-hmm. It can't catch the scent so easily. And I'm not saying, you know, for the people like Dr. Pepper, it's like out there, or any kind of those prune flavored sodas. It's like, you know, I know that you like your prune flavored soda, but not everybody's into that shit.
I hate Dr. Pepper. And you know what really sucks about Dr. Pepper too is like when you have it like on a gun at work, like at a restaurant, and you work at a restaurant, if you have Dr. Pepper on that gun, it taints everything.
It does. I hate that. I hate when I get a Diet Coke and it's like, ugh.
I used to work at Michael Jordan's restaurant and people used to always like, I'll have a Dr. Pepper. I'm like, we don't have it. And then after a while, they got it. It was weird because we had this little tiny gun where you'd pour the soda. And then when we got the Dr. Pepper, it was this big, giant, like, beast. I mean, it was like the size of, like, it was like a shoebox to pour out the soda. It was incredible.
So you brought us some cranberry.
Well, we were looking at all these different colas, and I saw this Diet Cranberry soda, and I was like, I have to try that because I like cranberry juice. This stuff is amazing. It's a Diet Cranberry soda from Meijer. I think this stuff is so amazing, and it makes the most amazing mixer. And
will you actually please hold it in front of the microphone, Mark? See, Mark is the kind of person on Christmas Eve in his family, they're like, you can open all the presents you want before Christmas.
Well, we opened up our Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve. We didn't wait till Christmas morning.
You know, most people open them on Christmas
Day. That's not true. Most people maybe, but like it's very
well, Santa Claus doesn't come until Christmas Eve.
Let me just put it this way. When Mark gets his package from his friends in the UK, and you know who you are. He doesn't race. He opens it up like candy.
I like packages. We got a package today from a listener in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Porto. Isn't it Porto?
Puerto.
But if you're American, don't you say Puerto Rico?
You can say Puerto.
Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
But aren't you Puerto Rican?
Yes, but it's not Puerto Rico, like, you know, Port Al South.
I think we say that, though, in America.
No, that Americans pronounce it Puerto Rico.
Porto.
Not Porto, as in like the dog.
Porto. I mean, if I say it in Spanish, Puerto Rico.
Not like the dog in Star Trek Enterprise, okay? It's not Porthos. It's Puerto with a U.
It's Porthos. And he's actually one of the musketeers.
So but it's a dog in Star Trek.
God, we're jumping topics.
Okay, anyways, this is what
happens. We got a little panda, though. We got a cute little panda. Why aren't you shirtless, Ed, anyway? We got a videotape you taking off your shirt.
Yeah, really? Hold on a second. No, before, you are driving me insane. You are like hungover, and that's why we're going on for a
trip. Hungover.
Okay, so we have Diet Cranberry Soda. I'm going to open it here. The rich taste of Diet Cranberry Soda. I'm pouring it into the glass, and you can hear it there. Ooh, it's so pink and pretty.
And it's so delicious.
I'm going to drink it right now, Ed. Where's the vodka, by the way?
Yeah, seriously. We need some booze.
Can you believe we're out of vodka?
We need some booze.
Out of vodka, America. Mail slept to 5315 North Clark Street, number 242, Chicago, Illinois, 60640-2113. The vodka bottle you send in the mail today
may just save somebody's life, right? What? I'm sorry.
That's what I was going to say, but go ahead and say.
Well, hey, because we can't afford vodka because we're having a fundraiser. We're trying to raise money to upgrade our website. We have new technologies coming the way to interact with the community in a much more intense and deeper way. So please visit feastoffun.com/thank you.
Thank you, babies.
It's all one word.
I got to tell you, the new website is Ed Hayes actually worked as a consultant on it.
He said, make this big, make that small. You're make
like,
this big, make
I
it small.
I hate this part of the harder website. I like this part of the website. You should make it look more like this. You should make it less like that. You should make it do this, make it do that. And I was like, okay, Ed. So I wrote down everything. I've taken pretty much 80% of your recommendations.
Really?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Isn't that nice? It makes me feel special.
Yeah, thank you.
It's because you are kind of special.
Special many Ed. Different ways.
That's why we call you Special Ed. I think we found the title of our show, didn't we?
Oh, dear.
So we got this
poor
cute,
Ed.
We got this cute little panda bear in the mail from Pablo from Puerto Rico who's been listening
so
to
sweet.
The show. And so let's open up the fortune cookie and see what our fortune is.
Well, let's read the letter first.
Oh, yeah. It's
I see, love fortune
Mark, once again,
so
wants to open it before the
I was just going to say it was from Pablo, and it's very sweet.
It's a see. Dear Mark and Fausto, only did I recently, in the past couple of months, I become a loyal fan of Feast of Fools, although I was introduced to it by my best friend forever a few years ago. I download it every night and listen to it the next morning at work. I am no fan of talk radio, but you fabulous gentlemen make my morning so much brighter. Along with this small letter, I send you guys a gift. It's not a letter bomb or anthrax, so don't get freaked out. It's a stuffed panda. Fausto, I posted a video the other night of Jew dressed up as pandas. The next night, I went out to get myself some dinner, and I found myself at Taco Bell. Gidget, you are missed. And Panda, Gidget is the dog that just recently died. And at Panda Express, I chose panda because there was no line. There, I found this little thing. Too much of a coincidence, no? Okay, so I decided to get it for you, okay? So you guys are going to have to share it, but please don't eat the fortune cookie.
Uh-oh.
Who knows? And
I didn't eat it yet.
While I was reading this letter, Mark ate it.
Well, Ed's eating it too.
Who knows how old it is or what shit is in it? Please keep on making the best shit, the best podcast out there. Everything you do is appreciated and loved. From Puerto Rico, Pablo Beltran Salva.
Do you want
mucho
to know what the
gusto
says?
Y gracias,
thank you,
Pablo.
And the fortune is, now is a good time to try something new. What do you want to do?
Oh. Well, let's see. We have to finish the podcast and then we're going to do that.
Well. Let's see if it's stale. No, it's not that stale.
It's not stale. Try something new.
It's a good fortune cookie.
With sexy results.
So what do you guys think about the Diet Cranberry Soda?
I think it's okay, but I don't think Suzanne Summers would like it. Did you see what Kathy Griffin did to her on that special? Suzanne Summers is a health food advocate.
She's a nutcase. I'll tell you.
She's a health. She only takes 60 pills a day.
Oh, is that it? I thought it's a low number.
She goes to those AIDS clinics and people complain about all the pills they take, and she goes, that's nothing. I take 60 pills at lunch.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount of pills she takes. I shouldn't say it's crazy. It's extraordinary. But she was bugging Kathy. She's like,
we take about 12
drinking
pills
Diet
a day.
Coke. Quit drinking your diet drink. They don't mention the brand. And then eventually she says, I will. But
Diet
Cola,
she says.
Eventually she does go back and starts drinking it again.
So. It's good.
It is. You know, I have to say it's good. I think I'm going to pour a little wine in mine. I think it'll be better with
it's
a little wine.
Wine?
Ooh,
that looks weird.
A
it looks
sangria.
Like...
Okay, I have to tell you, though, I drink all the time cranberry juice and soda water mixed together. Mm-hmm. And this is an unholy concoction. And it tastes like sugar water.
It is very sweet.
It's flavored with aspartame.
Flavored.
It is.
It's awful.
Doesn't aspartame make you crazy?
You don't like it? Oh my God. All my friends love it. I went back and I got five cases of it.
If this had
Did
vodka
really?
In
oh my God.
It would be good.
So when I went back to Meijer to get it, they only had two there. And we made a trip. We rented a Zipcar and we went to Meijer, out in Schaumburg.
Schaumburg.
And there's only two cases there, so we talked to the employees to get more, and they brought two more out. And I was like, seriously, this is all you guys have? And they said, well, we have a truck in there, and it's on the bottom of the pallet. And they said, how many cases do you want? I said, well, bring me all you got. He thought
we had a crisis. How many cases did you buy?
I ended up buying six of them, and my friend bought the other three.
Wow, we bought, when's the party, Ed?
Anytime, come on over. I'm on Melrose.
He lives on Melrose Place.
No, is it Place or is it, it's Melrose Street?
Oh, it's Melrose Street.
I thought it was actually the street is called Place.
No, it's Elaine Place.
Oh, it's next to Elaine Place and Melrose.
There's a street called Elaine Place. That's where all the hookers hang out and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, you can pick up.
That's a good thing to know. Let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down. So it's also a drag queen's name, Elaine Place.
So, Ed, you're kind of a thrifty kind of gay man, obviously. So you buy your things in bulk.
Well, first of all, this is only $2.25 a 12-pack. Oh. That's cheap.
But yes, I do. Nonetheless, you bought that in bulk. So how much did it cost you to actually give us these two diet?
Oh, it's nothing. It's
and you
free.
Calculated it, didn't
it's
you?
It's about 75 cents, right?
Actually, so if you watched my last, after the podcast last time I was on, there was a video called Wipe Your Poo With Less. Now, I'm not going to get into it, but my friend, who I mentioned on the podcast, sent me a check for $6.99 and a coupon to go buy the toilet paper at Walgreens.
Now, did you make that poop video before or after you got all those free ears of corn from Market Days?
Oh, before.
What happened to you at Market Days? The corn lady was giving out corn for free?
Well, Market Days is all over, and it was on Sunday night. And
the street festival.
Yeah, the street festival in Chicago on Halsted Street. And all the vendors were packing up, and this vendor that is selling boiled corn or corn on the cob, she had all this extra corn on the cob left that she didn't want to bring back with her. So she's giving it to people walking by, and I love corn on the cob, and I know how to cook it. So I took 6 ears of corn, and my friend that was with me also took some. And we're walking down the street, and all these drunk gays are asking us why we have corn. And it was the weirdest thing.
Really? They wanted your corn, huh?
They wanted.
Do you think they wanted to be cornholed? Is that what they wanted?
Well, I'd be the cornhole.
I heard of a porno once where, who was it? I think it was like, I don't know, some fairy tale. It was in some fairy tale, and this girl started masturbating with a corn on the cob, and then all of a sudden the next scene she was like lying around in all this popcorn, so she got so hot that she made all the popcorn pop.
I don't buy that.
Well, it was in the video.
So what's up with that new sex video, celebrity sex video that doesn't have any sex in it?
I know, it's so disappointing. It's that guy from McSteamy. What's his name?
Well, he was on X-Men, and then he was actually on X-Men.
Oh, he was in the Wolverine movie we didn't see.
Oh, really?
Well, he was on the X. Well, Wolverine is offshoot, but yeah. He was the guy that replicated himself somehow, or produced images.
I could replicate a couple of him.
I could too, honey.
Oh, he's the one in the X Men movie that he made like a bazillion copies of himself, yeah. And so they thought he was a tribe.
The movie,
okay.
In the movie, the second movie, when they're in the woods and they're looking down on the crowd and they're like, "Oh, we have them all surrounded," and it's just him, like a thousand copies of himself.
Yep. So that's Eric Dane, and then he was also on Grey's Anatomy, and he had a scene where he was coming out of the shower and they showed him putting the towel on. Obviously it was covered as dick, but you could see pretty much his entire body, and it was hot. Oh my god, I watched that video over and over again.
Did you really?
So hot. I wish I had HD in my DVR at that point, but I didn't, so I had to find it online somewhere.
So you watched it, we all watched the video.
Uh-huh. And it was not a sex tape, it was just like a nudie party. The girls had like panties on, but their boobies were out. He's walking around naked. He's not really hard or anything like that, but it's exact. But you think maybe they probably had a three-way or something. I don't know, but
I hope so.
Let down.
At one point in time, the girl's like, "I'm so high," so I don't know if they like what kind of drugs they were on. If they were on any drugs, they could have been just on high on life, high on nudity. Who knows? You know. But it wasn't very sexy, but he still looked good.
He's a good-looking man. Well, obviously, he makes a living.
Yeah. It was who's that woman he's married to? She was in that movie Jawbreaker that Darren Stein, the director that we had on the show before.
Oh, really?
Directed that. Yeah, she was the good
blonde.
She was the good girl the good girl from the movie.
Well, we got to just go to West Hollywood and hang out with all these celebrities and their jacuzzis and,
I'd hang out with Eric Dane in his jacuzzi.
Yeah.
I'd sleep with a chick just to sleep with Eric Dane.
Ooh, I don't think I go that far.
You wouldn't?
Sick. Ugh.
So you never had sex with a woman, Ed?
No, that's nasty.
Really?
Yeah.
Ed, did you ever have a fag hag?
No, I don't think I've had... I didn't come out until I moved to Chicago, and ever since I moved here, I don't think I have a single close female friend. I don't think I have any female friends.
But didn't you have like a friend that you were friends with before you even came out, though?
I did. She didn't know I was gay. I mean, everyone expected I was. You know how that goes. But I had a really close friend in college that I became really good friends with for the last 2 years I was in college, and then we had a big falling out, and I don't know what happened. I really miss her.
Actually, I had two friends,
but
I have like about 5 or 6 female friends that I'm very close with, right, and try to talk as often as I can in person or over the phone.
Well,
but when you're with a guy like you, who you know, who finishes your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm every woman you'll ever need.
I'm more man than you'll ever need.
Well, there's an interesting article in Salon.com written by Thomas Rogers, and he talks about how when he first came out, he met this girl who sat down next to him in class when she found out he was gay, and she's like, I want to be your fag hag. And then it seemed like back in the day, it always was, you know, you kept having like straight women would seek out gay men. It's almost as like, in a sense, he describes it maybe as a fashion accessory or something like that. And he says that nowadays that this is kind of waning since like the days of like Will and Grace are over, and that how gays are more accepted now, that you don't necessarily have to rely on the support of like your single one female friend. And now it doesn't become that she's a fag hag, but maybe just a friend, at much like most of your other friends. So it's interesting to see how, you know, gay society culture is moving.
You don't need to say that, though. I mean, that's just heartless for him to say that.
I think you have to read the article. I don't need female friends. No, he's not saying you don't need female friends. He's just saying it's like before it seemed like there was this kind of anomaly where it was like, you know, a gay man with his, you know, what they called back then, and it was like they were together all the time and stuff like that. And that necessarily isn't the same as it used to be. It's kind of changing, and maybe this is actually a healthier relationship. You know, and that you're still friends with the girl, but she has her other friends, and you know, you have friends too, because he's saying now it's common to be gay and hang out with like straight people, you know, or straight guys. So you don't necessarily depend on the emotional connection of that relationship.
Can I say something?
Absolutely. Right. Well, if I can finish my thoughts, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you just have a lot of thoughts.
Okay.
So I think it's kind of insulting to people who have friendships. Gay men who do have close friendships with women, whether they be straight or gay or transgendered or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like most people to these days have friends with all sorts of different kinds of people. And it's like you don't hear like someone, a gay man's not going to write an article saying, well, you know, we've moved on because I used to have a very close relationship with a straight friend of mine, male friend of mine. And now I've moved on past that. And it's like, you know, who wants to be friends with this guy?
Well, I think, maybe I'm mis-explaining it wrong, and you read the article for yourself.
Maybe it was
so
just
you
a fad.
Maybe better understand it. He's saying that the nature of the relationship has changed, that you don't see this iconic relationship anymore where it's a guy with his girlfriend and they go to places, like they take him to the prom. Now that gay guy is taking his boyfriend to the prom.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's just gays are more accepted now, so there's no need to have that fag hag or fall back.
Yeah, and I think maybe it's, you know, you call a girl a fag hag or something like that is I don't know.
It's kind of derogatory remark.
Yeah, it's definitely. But, you know, a lot of girls really embrace it, and they're just like, I am a fag hag. You know, it's just like whatever. Because it doesn't really mean that you're an unattractive woman. Mm-hmm. It just means you're a woman that hangs out with a gay man.
I think you want to be close to the sensibilities of what it means to be gay, and gay bars can be a lot of fun, and straight guys like to hang out there.
There's so many women visiting the gay bars in Chicago now, it's almost too much. I don't mind girls, and I think they're a lot of fun. The one thing I just don't like about them is when they bring their gigantic purses and they just keep knocking into you with these purses, and you're like, my God, what do you need? You're in a gay bar. Honey. You're not trying to pick someone up, so get your makeup off. You don't
what about
need
that? A man bag? Come on.
There's gays that walk around man bags.
I know. See,
I almost got knocked out the other day with the purse. I was at the Gay Gorilla Bar, which normally is in the South Loop, and at this time it was held in Wrigleyville.
The heart of testosterone-filled Lakeview.
You went to the Gorilla Gay Bar. Explain to what this is for people who don't know what you're talking about.
There's a big story about, you know, history behind it, but in Chicago, it's just when it kind of started as the South Loop you know, all these gays in the South Loop wanted a place to hang out and socialize with other gay men. So they had a gay gorilla bar South Loop where once a month, they would go to a straight bar and kind of, you know, all these gays would meet there and kind of turn into a gay bar once a month. And it would just change from bar to bar depending on the month. Well, this month, they decided to do it in Wrigleyville and go to one of the straight bars in Wrigleyville and turn it, you know, have a big gay presence there. So
they do. They want to do to gay to straight bars what chicks who are gay
bachelorette parties.
The bachelorette parties are trying to do the gay bars.
I don't think that's the reason why, but yes.
And are the gays welcomed?
How was it?
Yes, usually. Well, the most fun I've had was at the Weathermark. There was one, I forget which month it was. The Weathermark. It's in the South Loop. It's the bar called the Weathermark. Anyway, a lot of fun. Great music. A lot of, you know, just everything
did
was just
hook
superb
up?
About it. I did not hook up. I did not hook up. So let's get back to this time. So I went to...
Barleycorn.
The John Barleycorn.
Yeah.
And when I got there with my friends... I had a tank top on, and I'm used to going to these bars in Boys Town with a tank top, and there's no big deal. The bouncer would not let me in because I didn't have sleeves on.
Ooh.
And I'm like, all these bitches are walking around with sleeves. They have spaghetti string straps, you know, they're on their shirts. Why can't I come in? And he just would not let me in. So I end
gender
up,
bias.
It's ridiculous.
Are your armpits shaved?
No, they're beautiful.
Let's see.
Well, not shaved.
I can't see it. Lift
a little jar.
What kind of? Why would
why,
you not?
Why do
you
still have your shirt on?
I don't know.
Take your shirt off right now. I thought you were going to videotape something.
I don't have a camera.
Well, so I went. My friends and I went to other bars later on that night, and then I ended up going home, changing, and going back to the John Barleycorn.
Okay.
It was not very fun because it's just a bunch of drunk women, and. And these straight guys were just drunk and obnoxious. And I got bruises from the purses. And it was ridiculous.
Ladies were beating the poor little Ed up. Well, where'd the gays hang out?
There was dance floor upstairs. I mean, there were like little pockets of queers. And then there'd be a pocket of girls. And pockets of queers, pockets of girls. Why all these girls come to the straight bar?
Well,
there was no straight guys there.
Well, they didn't know that. John Barleycorn is like, are you kidding?
That is where
Chicago girls get pregnant at that John Barleycorn and the other one combined. And it's just like, that is like hookup central for the straights, honey.
Well, it wasn't hookup central for me, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, it's because you were too damaged by all those purses.
I was. Gotta.
It's because you're actually celibate by choice, Ed.
I don't know if I'd call myself celibate, but yeah, I'm saving myself for the right man.
Aww.
Let's talk about the evil gay bar manager.
Oh yeah.
So who's can't tell you the bar.
We can't tell you the bar because we don't have the proof yet, but we're waiting on the email.
But there's a rumor going around.
There's a rumor going around, and I don't know. Maybe somebody's just trying to spin the rumor some way or another. I don't know. But this is what
we
heard.
Say that a little slower.
I'll work it back in.
Okay.
And so, one of our friends called us and told us that there's a bar manager who wrote a letter to his email to his staff and said, if you're not working on this night, you are required to attend my birthday party at such and such a restaurant, and your fee to pay for your meal is this much or something like
it's
that.
It's $25.
Something, and your drinks are not included. And after dinner, you are required to come to our establishment so I can blow out my candles on my birthday cake. And then we're going to go on a pub crawl. Again, drinks are not included. And if you didn't participate in the event, he would dock you shifts.
I would want to be dock shifts. If that was my manager, I wouldn't imagine.
You know what? We actually wanted to attend the party to see the miserable people.
But
like,
we,
I was like, oh, I got CC'd on the invitation, so here I am.
I think his
happy
bar,
birthday.
I would
his
love
his bar
to.
Staff's going
to
quit on him.
I know.
And he's going to be destroyed. Charge a cover on the most stupid nights. There's no one in the bar. Why are you charging a cover? You're like... I would not pay a cover if there's no one in the bar. That's
but
stupid.
People do.
Why?
I don't know how he's going to be able to spend this, though, because, I mean, once this gets out, people... I mean, it's laughable.
It is.
You know?
You got to say like this. You gotta, like, I don't know how way he's going to spin this.
But it's just like...
It's laughable.
What a joke. You're just like, what is going on here? It just doesn't
okay,
make any
so,
sense.
Moving on. So, there's a interesting study that just came out declaring or observing that it's a UCLA School of Public Health studied data from over 2,000 people and found that almost half, 48% of lesbian, gay, bisexual men and women have received mental health services treatment for the past year compared to only less than a quarter, 22% of straight people.
Wow.
And this is their study, said Susan Cochran. The pervasive and historically rooted social pathologizing of homosexuality may contribute to the propensity for treatment by construing homosexuality and issues associated with it as mental health problems. And I love to use words that have more four or five syllables.
I don't know what
can
she
I
just
finish
said.
Talking of it is like crazy here. What do you think, Mark?
What do I think? I think straight people need to go to the therapist more. I think if only 25% of them are going, more people need to go. But I also think, though, too, is like, you know, gay people are more accepting about a lot of different things. And, you know, once you get the hurdle of getting a dick up your ass, that you're more willing to try out different things and not be ashamed about it. So you're not going to have that same kind of shame because you've really processed a lot of the stuff you've gone through. So you're more than willing to get some help for it.
I say if you feel like if you have to ask whether you have to go to mental health services, mm-hmm. see a therapist or a clinic, or even go to like a group meeting of any kind, go for it. You know, you might discover something interesting about yourself and it might bring you a lot of peace and stability. Ed, have you been to a therapist?
Long, long ago.
You tried to go straight, didn't you?
Oh, this is when our family was having problems. I mean, that was everything got worked out, but that was therapists are crazy.
Are they?
No, a lot of people probably, you know, this is probably kind of, you know, you need to see the actual data on this and the demographics. But when the Catholic Church and all these religious churches preach that homosexuality is wrong, there's a reason why these people are going to therapists because they think it's wrong. They think they're damaged. Man. Well, it's natural. So they don't need therapy. Just be yourself.
Well, they might need therapy on how to deal with like all the negativity that comes along with that and dealing with their family or with their loved ones. I mean, you know, we have a lot of challenges and stuff like that. And that's why Feast of Fun is here to help you through the day.
So please go to our website, feastoffun.com, and go to the thank you page. And please pony up some money, honey, because we need to raise $3,500 to upgrade, develop, and maintain our website. We're trying to implement Facebook-like, Twitter-like features to our group blog. It's going to be called Fresh. It even has a theme song.
What is it?
It's fresh, it's so fresh, it's exciting. Inviting. Do-do-do-do-do. It's so exciting to read, yeah.
So exciting to read.
Oh, dear.
I'm so excited about there's a trans... a transvestite cult in India. And so what these people are, they're devoted to Krishna and they're so in love with Krishna that they are dressing up as Krishna's lover, Radha. And so these men are putting on all these like, you know, whatever, saris and makeup and jewelry and stuff like that so they can be wedded to Krishna. And some people, like this, a senior priest is saying that he said, quote, there are many ways to be closer to the Lord without trying to be his girlfriend.
I want to join the cult, though.
You should.
Hare Krishna, Tranny Krishna. So it's the Tranny Krishnas.
Tranny Krishna.
Tranny Krishnas. Maybe
what do you think, Ed? What do you want the title to be of the show? Tranny Krishna or special Ed?
Well, obviously he's going to choose the second one.
We can mix them. Special Tranny Ed.
Wait, really quick. You want option one or two?
B.
So he wants special ed.
You want special ed?
I don't know.
Or do you want Tranny Krishna?
What?
That was a bad.
Well, you know what's funny though is about this person saying there are many ways to be closer to the Lord without trying to be his girlfriend is that, you know, nuns are married to Christ.
Yeah.
So. They're Christ's girlfriend.
Yes.
In fact, they're so much of his girlfriend, they're his wife.
Jesus is polyamorous.
He is.
A Mormon.
Jesus has many wives.
He's actually, the term would be a polygamist.
Polygamist.
Just like the Mormons.
Just like the Mormons used to be.
That's why the Mormons have a lot. The guys have a lot of chicks.
Why?
It's because it's to be like Jesus.
Jesus must live in Utah.
But they don't have nuns in
Don't? No, but they come from all that same crazy cradle of civilization.
I don't know. And in China, they're trying to set a new world record for the number of people that dye their hair together in the same place. So they rounded up 500 middle-aged and elderly people, and they all dyed their hair black. And they raced to see who could dye it the quickest.
So did they try it, or did they actually accomplish it?
They did it.
Uh-huh. These world records are getting a little crazy.
Are they? What kind of world record would you go for?
I don't know.
Least amount of toilet paper used to wipe your ass.
The most number of people drinking Meyer Diet Cranberry Soda one place. You need three people, and that's it.
Well, Ed, you made a video where you bragged about the fact that you don't like to use a lot of toilet paper when wiping your ass.
I didn't brag. I was trying to educate people on the fact that they waste toilet paper.
But you're not coming from the green ecological angle. You're coming from the fact it's a waste of money.
It's a huge waste of money.
Has the fact that we're like in a bit of a recession, although today Target joined some of the retail chains, Target and Walmart, they're all saying that their sales are improving.
And France and Germany have left the recession, so it's probably just a matter of time before ours.
So people, come on, you know, if every single person that listens to the show donated $1, that's just one measly dollar, okay? We would raise the money in a second.
Yeah.
Right now, if you go to feastoffun.com, thank you for your donation.
But listen, but when you do fundraising, though, the rule of fundraising is 10% of the people that you're trying to, raise funds from usually pay for 90% of it. So you'll get those people that will just that $1. But I mean, if you've got that $100, if you've got that $250, if you've got that $500 or that $1,000, it would help tremendously.
I know, because otherwise Ed's going to have to put his shirt back on.
And we wouldn't want that.
No, we wouldn't
want that. That would be a crime.
But speaking of pooping, though, they came up with a new iPhone app called Poop the World.
This is something I need, because as my friends know, I have had some issues with my bowel movement.
You did?
Consistency. That's not bad. Not consistency. That's a bad word. Regularity would frequency. Be a better word. Frequency, yes.
Because for a while, you were having problems pooping every day.
I would go as far as saying I had some problems pooping once a week.
Really? You're just begging for rectal cancer.
There was other factors in your life that you were stressed out.
No,
and
I've never been stressed out.
Well, why were you? What did the doctor say?
I have no
say?
Idea. I had fiber. I had everything. I don't know what was wrong with me.
And how did you get over it?
I put it this way. I think I'm just a very efficient machine.
So you hold on to it until
I don't hold on to it. My body does. It doesn't have that much waste.
Ed, how did
because
you,
it's so good at converting my that food intake into usable energy and muscle tissue.
Ed, how did you get over it? How did you overcome this?
I take these little pills that somehow put water back into your feces in the colon, so it makes it softer and come out easier.
So you're actually very concerned about the
your softness,
your poop cycle, your fecal cycle. Yeah. I guess.
Actually, there was one time I was
it's
in.
It's not really a cycle; it's a one-way.
And you like soft, velvety poops.
Yes. One time I was in Utah, I had to go to the emergency room. They did an X-ray on me, and they said, "Wow, you have a lot of." You're really backed up with poop.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sharing just a little too much with us today?
Maybe a little. Hey, you brought it up, Mark.
That's true. So this thing is like, so you can take notes and you can create a public diary for your bowel movements. When they say public diary, does that mean it goes someplace?
Well, I have one question. Is there a capability for it to take a picture of each bowel movement?
No. If you have an iPhone app or an iPhone app, you have an iPhone, you can take a video if you have the newest ones or a picture of your poop. Do they have a video for, because they have that website called rateyourpoop.com.
But this is a completely separate thing. You're getting way off subject here. The Poop the World is actually a very serious application for you to share your information with a physician about your bowel movements.
So you would need
a
picture.
It's no laughing matter.
Oh, really? I thought it was like for scat queens to like, ooh, did Sharon poop today? Let me see. How does she describe her poop?
Well, it's a serious thing.
There's people
thing.
That are like, they're into that. They want to know.
I'd actually consider getting it myself because, you can learn a lot about your health and well-being just by turning around before you flush and take a look.
I always look at it.
I want to know what I create.
I'm pissed sometimes when I take a crap and it goes down the hole and through the back and I can't see it. I want to know how big it was. I'm pissed. Because I'm like, damn, that felt so good. Let me see how big that was. And it's missing. Where'd it go?
You want to look at your poops and you want to see if it's consistent, if it's breaking up, if it's more... If it's floating or sinking.
They say it should float. Don't they say it should float? That means you have enough fiber in it.
It should look basically like poop should look. You know, yes. It should look like it was oatmeal mm-hmm. that was piped out of a pastry bag.
One time we went.
That's what it should look like.
That's called diarrhea.
Because I'm not talking about runny things. Like if it falls into the bowl, it should look like an ass. Yeah. You know, it should have that sort of like reflection of your internal body.
But when
you're having problems or you drank too much or you're sick or whatever, sometimes you'll see that there's like oil. That goes to the top. Yeah. That's actually, from what I've read, that's actually your digestive system not working properly.
Ooh.
So you might want to look for that. If you see that you're not digesting your food properly, you're going to see pieces of the food inside there. So you might want to consider chewing a little bit more. And other things that you might want to do is see if it's a lot like diarrhea, that mm-hmm. means that you're actually not retaining a lot of water. Or you're not absorbing water, so you might want to drink more water.
That's true. One time I ate so many Concord grapes that I pooped and it was purple. I shit you not, it's true.
Some people say that when you're sick, like you can poop and it's white.
I haven't gotten that before.
Yeah, like the Beatles album or something. This
might be why I don't need that much toilet paper, because my poop is so solid I don't have any residue that is left.
I think you're too compacted. I think you need to get more fiber in your diet.
If you've watched my videos back from when I started, I eat Raisin Bran every morning, like two bowls of it. Yeah. I love Raisin Bran. That's a lot of fiber. The raisins and the bran, that's plenty of fiber. And that's in the morning, and that's good. And I eat whole grain homemade bread that I make.
Oh.
I mean, I eat a lot of fiber. You didn't ask me to, girl.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, he called me on the phone and said, should I bring anything? I said, bring everything. You know, but all you brought is stories about your poop.
And I brought the diet cranberries.
And the diet cranberries.
I
do appreciate
it. I have to say, I'm enjoying it.
Did it work well with the Charles Shaw?
Yeah, pour some of that cheap wine in there. This is like dollar drink day, huh? Mm-hmm.
You know, the owner of Charles Shaw was on Nightline the other night. And that guy is brilliant. And I agree with everything he has to say because...
You just love your corporate giants, don't you?
I love my efficiencies. And that guy knows how to make an efficient wine system.
You're like a gay 7 of 9.
Oh, I kind of was interested in her at one point, but I think it was more because of her 7 of 9 aspect and the bored aspect and the sexual image of 7 of 9.
You like the roboticness of her.
Yeah.
And the fact implants. That she kind of, see, because all those people in that Star Trek ship, they all have to answer to Janeway, but 7 of 9, she's like, I got my own room. I got my own bedroom. I got my own little thing.
I can control the ship.
And she gets sassy with the captain. Like Mark does with me. She's like, Janeway, I'm fucking you so I can say whatever I want.
Do what I want.
Because, you know, they were having a love affair.
Were they?
Yeah, those episodes never aired. But, you know, 10 years from now, we'll get the lost tapes of 7 of 9 and Janeway. That's actually a form of slash fiction.
Oh, yeah.
And for a lot of people who don't know what slash fiction is, it's fiction that's written by people about... characters from popular films or TV programs where they're in romantic situations that are unlikely or did not occur. Like Kirk Spock is the most common one. And then there's a Picard and Data.
They max them all of them up. So it can be like Sulu Spock or, you know, Scotty. They go through a multi-dimension. So Scotty ends up fucking Picard in the future.
And it's not limited to science fiction or even Star Trek. Like TV shows like Supernatural. Right. The brothers are lovers, brothers, or maybe both.
Yeah, it's called because their last name is Winchester. And so they have Wincest, which is...
Where do they come up with this?
And there's lesser known versions of slash
shout
fiction.
Out to you, Tanya.
Who's the chief engineer of Voyager?
And there,
B'Elanna.
B'Elanna told
it's a B'Elanna and I don't know these people.
So what I was going to say
I'm Trekkie and I don't know the names.
There's lesser forms versions of slash fiction where, for example, the Brady Bunch, where Alice and Carol were lesbian lovers.
There could be a lot of lesbian and gay loving on these vessels.
People don't read those too much.
They're not very popular, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You got to give them the credit for the effort.
Homer and Ned Flanders.
Well, that's just part of the Simpsons.
Homer and Mo. Homer and...
How about Bart and that really dumb kid on the Simpsons?
What's Milhouse.
No, not Milhouse. The dumb
oh,
one.
Oh, the dumb one. The cops. Ralph Wiggum.
Yes.
Tastes like burning.
Tastes like ass. Cough to get off. Cough to get off, man. You said you were going to pull out before you came.
They like the barebacking. Got to bring it all back to the beginning.
Oh, it's not the barebacking.
Barebacking's next week.
It's, oh, that's right. The front.
Sorry.
That's to the front, not the back.
Mm-hmm.
What if you come in somebody's mouth without a condom, would it be called barebacking too? That's called front backing?
It's called eating cum.
So it'd be bare fronting.
I don't... It's called a blowjob. Like, it's always called...
Swallowing?
A blowjob. Yeah. It's bare fronting.
Some people really are interested in... swallowing, what? And I think it's crazy.
Really?
Like, they want you to do it, or they don't want you to do it. It's like...
Oh, yeah, it's one or the other. What do
and
you
it's
like
a big turn-on. Why is swallowing someone's cum such a huge turn-on?
Because it's that fluid energizes them.
I mean,
it's like, you know, like the ancient Aztecs and stuff like that. They used to rip open, like, people's like their bodies and take out their heart and, like, eat it. It's like, kind of the same principle.
Yeah, but we're alive still.
Well, it's like that documentary, District 9, mm-hmm. that's been out in theaters. You know, people, if you live in South Africa, please be nice to those aliens.
Yeah.
They're immigrants.
Don't eat them.
But in this documentary, there's these voodoo people, and they're wanting to eat the aliens so they get their strength, so they can learn how to use their technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's all crazy. You know, it's all in the film, so you got to watch it. So.
Well, you know, what's really true is, though, the poor albinos in, like, Tanzania and other African countries are being, like, hunted down and murdered and turned in and by witch doctors. And they'll powder, like, they'll powder them and, like, sell their powdered
so
albinos.
Or they
think
just drink
full
their
power.
You know,
because
if you drink an albino's
they think they're
power.
They think the albinos are powerful?
Yeah.
What kind of power do they have?
Like secret spiritual, like witchcrafty powers.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Ed.
I enjoyed it.
I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Ed.
Tell us about your blog.
Well, listeners can go to my blog, goherdered.com, and they can see my most recent YouTube videos, link to my Facebook page, and also see my Twitter handle. They can go follow me on Twitter, goherdered.
I'm Fausto Furnos. The music featured on today's show is the music of Jen Porter. The song Thank You is available on our website, feastoffun.com. Support our podcast. We are trying to raise money.
We can't do it without your help, so please visit feastoffun.com/thank you and make a donation. I'm Mark Fillion.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Gotta thank you for you. Yes, I do.